I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. When it lets me say, let me say, hold me down. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
All right. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Thank you, Jocelyn.
Again. Beautiful.
Now, nice. I think, do you think it's some sort of American Idol singing competition she would beat you? What
oh,
do you think?
Beat me?
Yes.
Oh, without question.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. You kidding me? Without question. I want the music loud enough you don't hear my voice.
Yeah. That's why, by the way, I'm always amazed that you started without the headphones in the studio, because then you can hear yourself
right.
The best.
Yes. I forgot I did start without the headphones.
Yes. Yes. We will get you ready for Phil's Tigers coming up soon with leading off. 215-592-9494. Bruce in D.C. You're on WIP.
Hey,
hey, Bruce.
Baseball. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello, Bruce.
All right. Hey, so I guess we're still talking Philly.
Yes, sir.
Jack, you know, look, when you came out with that, with that take on how they're going to use and platoon Bader, I said, you know, I felt good about the trade and just looking at the results of that thing. But now it looks like they're going to platoon him. And Spike, you said the same thing. Why are they platooning Bader? He's better than them. So now I'm kind of feeling, I don't know, my opinion's almost going sideways now. I'm just worried about how they're going to mismanage Bader and wake up this outfield and get them more productive, because I don't know.
I think if he gets on a run, I think they're going to be fine. Just again, I think they're just trying to make sure that Kepler's done, and then
right.
Once that he proves that he's done, it's almost still. You're still information collecting, kind of in a way.
He's 32, and it's August.
I know, but it's the only thing that I can wrap my mind around. Like, I do think that.
I think he's Kurt Warner?
I have no idea. I have no idea. But, you know, he is hitting the ball a little bit harder recently.
Oh, don't you dare.
Oh, he's already talked himself.
I don't want. This is my fear. I told you guys that he's going to go off the last week or look competent, and they're going to be like, nope, fine. This is what they freaking did with Tyler Phillips. Tyler Phillips is the same thing, where they're like, we don't need a pitcher. Tyler Phillips was a complete game against the Guardians.
Yeah, because I'm not worried about the bullpen. I mean, they got enough arms.
No, why would you?
I mean, they're going to fix the bullpen, I think, going for. My biggest concern is just the bats. I mean, because.
The starting staff is fixed, by the way. Knowles went three shutty against the against the Woo Sox today.
Well, that's good news.
Command was tight.
Bruce. Always good to hear from you.
Command was looking good.
Well, no, I look, Nola stunk before he got hurt, but a real like a good Nola. We talk about the bullpen being fixed. A good Nola does help fix the bullpen.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it does. It makes one of those other guys mm-hmm. expendable, whether it's Ranger or Lizardo.
But seems like it's going to be Lizardo.
Yeah, that makes me a little nervous.
Yeah. But again, if he can get it right, he's like a bullpen riser. My problem is, like, I think the when you look at it, Lizardo could really amplify the bullpen, but he could also sink it.
Yes.
Ranger, you feel the most, like, he would go in and be fine at it. Like, he'd be consistent, I think, in a way. But
also unflappable Ranger.
Sure. Yeah. So, we'll see. Got 2 months to decide.
But Lizardo has the arm.
He's got the stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except that he's pitching out of the stretch.
But the other day.
I meant to ask that the other day.
Okay. What's it?
There we go.
Here we go.
We got to start calling this something. Something when Ike does not like something about baseball.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, man. Stretch, wind up. What are we doing here? Like, why is it an issue, man?
It's different.
Yeah, I know it's different. I can see that, it's different. I'm talking about every other pitcher doesn't have a problem with this.
I know. And that makes me concerned about his mental fortitude.
Oh, God.
I know.
Especially with those arms.
Especially with those pipes.
Yeah. A little less work on the buys and tries.
Well, listen, you know what I mean? I think you saw them slowly starting to implement what they tried with Chris Sanchez a couple years ago, which was decreased velocity, increased command.
Yep.
And he was down to like 94 the other day, which we haven't seen. And I think that's actually a good thing. Like, he needs to be a pitcher, not a thrower.
You don't need to throw as hard, yeah.
And, I mean, he was great. Now, it's the White Sox, so you want to see it kind of translate
over.
Yeah,
but still.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He did have a no-hitter until it imploded on him.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Two starts ago.
He went to the stretch.
And, boy, did it implode. It really imploded. Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP.
What's up, Yoshi? Man, Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby. Happy Friday.
What's up, brother?
What up, Yoshi?
What's up, fellas? Hey, you can never work too much on buys and tries, baby. Keep it popping.
Yeah, you're the perfect person to come up on that. Yes.
You daggone right, man. What's now? I'm gonna work on them buys and tries as much as possible. You know what I'm talking about? Look, man, what's now? I'm about neutral on this baseball thing. Let me get it out of the way. Kwan would have been like getting Saquon. How about that? But we didn't get it. I mean, we got Duran, we got some back-end dominance now, That helps out a little bit. We got a Golden Glover, I mean, he boosts us offensively and defensively, but we just got to worry about the possibility of what we're going to get when he get on the field. That's all I got. Was that good enough, Jackie Fritz?
It was great. I appreciate it.
That was awesome. Yeah, yeah. He wanted to wrap that up quick.
I like the Stephen Kwan breakdown.
Yeah. Would have been Saquon. Get it, Saquon.
I'll be trying not to get side-eyed by Jackie Fritz.
I would never let my emotions show when I don't like someone's baseball opinions.
No, you never do.
Never, never do.
Hey, and Spike, what's his name? I told you, man. Stop playing with Dog, man. Stop playing with his name.
I know. He's setting it up. Yep. What did he win? We're a week away from what did he win?
I said that's a backhand.
Spike's not going to have him on his Mount Rushmore.
Boy, you better chill out.
What did he win?
You better chill out. And you know what? Stop dissing Ike Reese. Just because y'all was off for a week, other people were still working for a week. So Ike
trained
it, boy. A whole month is champion, brother.
Wow. It's a week month. It's like Bryce's MVP.
Everybody else still was working.
It's like the
Travis messed up.
It's the Travis Fulgham month.
Yes.
It's even worse.
We'll take it.
Exactly. I'm mad at the Travis Fogle.
Yeah, that was a low blow. I was just making a joke, Ike. You're way better.
Hey, man, and you know what? I ain't mad at Jalen being imperfect. You know what?
Why would you? Why would you? He shows up in the biggest games, Yoshi.
That he was so-so in the season. So
with
him being imperfect now, maybe we're going to get 20 games of perfection. I'll take it. Hey, at least I see 4,150 yards, 30 touchdowns, 5-6 interceptions,
what are you
baby.
Saying?
And another title. We're going back.
I like that. Back to back, baby. He's still on track.
Just don't use the E word. Stay back to back. And you know what? I got so many videos, man. But since we're at the end, I'm going to go ahead and name a couple. I love that DMX video, Get At Me Dog Boy. That thing you can get.
Oh, love that one. Yes, sir. Yep.
What's name?
Yep.
And then if I want to go a little sexy, what's name? I'm telling you, that purple, that print, what's name, when Doug Fry put the kaleidoscope and all that stuff. Man.
That was a good one, too.
That's another good one.
I can look at that thing every time they come on, man. But let me name some sex. You know what? When I was a young boy, Madonna justified my love. Whoop.
All right, that's enough. Cut that one off.
We knew where I was going.
Yeah, it's enough out of you.
I'm looking forward to the text line.
Oh, come on, man.
It's some good lines.
Yeah, but it's every time. Like, there's going to be every time there's something about him. Like, I say one thing about a Phillies player, but won't say this about Embiid. There's something I can't. The Dombrowski stuff is going to. I know what's going to. We're not doing text line today.
No.
We're not doing text line. It's a shame. We don't have the text line.
Yeah, we do.
No, we don't.
Do it.
It's broken.
Do it.
All right. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com. Buzz, if you hit the text line, you're fired.
Do the text line, Buzz.
Don't.
Text line.
4 stars. The feel-good movie of the year. Spike's review of that Johnny Got His Gun movie.
I said it was a tough watch.
The movie of the summer.
I'm intrigued by it now. I want to go home. Can I still find it?
Yeah. It's free on. You can watch it on YouTube, actually.
Okay.
You watched it last night? Is that what you said?
No, I said you can watch it on YouTube. I did not watch it last night. But I'd always known it from the Metallica video. I had never seen the movie, and I went to watch it. It is a
blind, deaf guy with no extremities.
Yes. Dude, I'm telling you, you're going to be a changed guy.
He's literally dead already.
But he's not. That's the problem. He hears everyone. All right. What's that?
12 and a half. The over-under for total number of different pronunciations Ike will have for Johan Duran by the end of the season.
Oh, no doubt.
Yep.
Oh, no doubt.
We're going to get Johan.
He's definitely going to be Johan Duran.
I mean, we still can't get Johan Dotson, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
He won a Super Bowl.
He did. Have you heard that?
Yes.
He won a Super Bowl?
Yep. What's next?
Were you thinking of the Britney Spears video when you kissed my hand? Spike's Vet Tech.
All right. That is... Dude, that is a callback joke to one show 6 weeks ago.
I know.
Yeah, but it happened.
I accidentally kissed her hand. I was sorry. I was trying to kiss my dog.
Huh?
I know. And it gets...
Was she holding the dog?
She was holding the dog.
Okay, at least she was holding it.
She was holding the dog, and the dog was uncomfortable. They were trying to get her to stay still.
So you kissed her hand?
So you kissed her hand.
I went to kiss the dog, the top of the dog's head, and her hand was there. And I apologized right away.
Oh.
And I'm being sued. I'm not being sued. What's next?
The best part of the afternoon show is the completely natural flow of conversations. Example, Jack, I don't want Micah. He's a loser. Ike, Jack doesn't want Micah because he knows we'll win another Super Bowl. Ha 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 ha. Jack, Spike, you guys want to hear a Jerry Sandusky joke? Alex in Lancaster.
Yeah. What a conversation killer right there. Yeah.
Talk more about the guy that's deaf with no arms.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you rolled that one in there. I was like, hold up.
It wasn't really a Jerry Sandusky joke. It was a John Ritchie joke, I guess. All right, what is next?
A short list of least surprising things about today's afternoon show. 1. Daryl Morey Hall of Fame voter Spike Eskin is big mad at Dave Dombrowski. 2. Jack watched country music television instead of MTV. Frank in Ardmore.
That's right. CMT Awards.
By the way, but Dombrowski's a Hall of Famer, too. Doesn't mean he's good at his job now.
Exactly right. Yeah. Exactly right.
What's next?
What if he ends up robbing a bank? You just never know. Spike on why Jalen shouldn't be on Mount Rushmore.
Good.
You can't rule it out.
What if he ends up robbing a bank?
He could. You never know. I don't know if he's going to rob a bank. All right.